All of German Valley Elementary School's 100 students are gathered in the gymnasium to learn about saving the world.
You guys are the ones that are going to have to worry about this stuff down the road as you become adults and go out into the world. We always want to plan, don't we, fifth grade?
Yeah.
We want to plan.
These kids are about to get a lesson in saving the planet. Although German Valley Elementary is surrounded by farmland, the students are going to be treated to a rap concert as part of that lesson. Their teachers are the rap stars, trying to drive the message home.
K, K, I stand for K. We need to learn. Let's start today. The time is now. Don't hesitate. Teach us what to do. Let's not wait. Yo!
The unusual school assembly is the kickoff event in a program called PEAK, which stands for Preserving Energy for All Kids. It's funded by a legal settlement against one of the biggest power companies in Illinois, ComEd. An audit found ComEd underfunded its infrastructure. As part of a court settlement, money was set aside to encourage energy conservation. David Collada is executive director of the Citizens Utility Board. The Consumer Advocacy Group is one of the agencies charged by the courts with dispersing the $16 million ComEd settlement.
The mandate is simply to use that money to reduce our energy usage as much as we can. We've taken the approach that that there are multiple programs out there that make sense, and we're trying to see basically pilot programs to see what works and what doesn't.
So German Valley Elementary is a testing ground. The school was recommended by State Representative Jim Sasha. Sasha says educational programs such as PEAK are crucial as younger generations face growing questions about energy shortages in the future.
I think it's just so important that they learn at a young age the importance of conserving energy and to consider alternative energy sources so that they can make the world a far more energy efficient place in years to come.
The PEAK program includes more than school assemblies and teachers mimicking rappers. The bulk of the lessons take place in the classroom.
You don't just have this kind of light bulb in your house. You've got little bitty light bulbs. You've got light bulbs that are, what do you call them? The shaped pointy ones.
The candelabra?
You've got them in your ceiling fans and stuff. Okay? So we're hoping to have a variety of things.
Teachers at schools participating in the PEAK program use teaching materials generated by a California-based organization. One of the first lessons is about the difference between standard light bulbs and compact fluorescent light bulbs. Those bulbs use about one-third of the energy of a standard incandescent light bulb and can last up to 10 years. Students are given an assignment to go home and count all of the light bulbs in their house. Then they'll figure out how much money their parents could save by switching to compact fluorescents. The PEAK program is in its beginning stages at German Valley Elementary, but the message of energy conservation seemed to be hitting home with fifth grader Brian Kraft.
Because if we're older and we don't have any energy, there will be nothing to do and see.
How do you want to save energy yourself?
Turn lights off. Play outside more than play inside.
Playing outside means less TV watching and video game playing, and that saves energy too. Fifth grade science teacher Robert Nelson says the initial phase of the PEAK program has generated positive feedback from children and their parents. The school intends to sell compact fluorescent bulbs as a fundraiser later in the school year. For the GLRC, I'm Chris Lehman.